Welcome everyone as we prepare for Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Vayikra, which is also Parshas Zohar, which is also Erev Purim, going straight into the laning of the Megillah. What similarity could there be between Parshas Vayikra, Parshas Zohar, and Megillah Esther? Well, you don't have to go past the first word of the Parsha to come up with a very basic and important theme that fits all three. The first word in the parasha, Vayikra, is of course spelled with a small aleph. And Rashi comments on it immediately. There's a fundamental difference between Vayikra and with an aleph and somebody who just, Vayikra is somebody who calls out to someone. Vayikra indicates a two-way connection between two people. Two people who agree to talk, who designate themselves as people who are speaking. Vayikar, Vav Yod Kuf Reish, means an incidental connection. People who just happen to bump each other. You walk in the street, you bump each other on the street, you say hello. There's a gigantic difference, Chazal are telling us. Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Moshe Vayikra with a planned out, thought out discussion, which is thought out beforehand and has ramifications in a positive way afterwards. With Bilam, Vayikar, it was only something not planned out. It's incidental, happened to happen. Not necessarily any planning, not necessarily any consequences. It's different. Zokt Rashi, Vayikar is a Lashon Tumah, Mikra Laila. A Lashon of Tumah. It doesn't mean that the Taich is Mikra Laila. It means the Taich is they happened upon each other. Vayikar, Lashon Mikra. However, Rashi is telling us that's a Lashon Tumah. To have a relationship with the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, or Mahavdol, with a human being who's supposed to have a positive influence on you. And there's never any plan to speak. There's never any plan to talk. It's just you bump into each other. You're happy to see each other. That means there's no influence. There's no lasting impression. That's a vart of Tumah, of Mikra Laila. What's supposed to be a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is supposed to be a Vayikra relationship, not a relationship that just happened to come across, as they state in Parshas Vayikra. And the rule, of course, is that anything of Kedusha comes with Hasmana, comes with preparation. If you don't prepare for it, if you're not Vayikra, it just doesn't happen. You just happen to bump into each other, easy come, easy go. Kedusha has to come with the Hasmana, with the preparation. Does this have any similarity to Parshas Zohar? Of course. Asher Karcha Baderach. It says Asher Karcha. Guess what Rashi says? Asher Karcha, Lashon Mikra Laila V'Tumah. Rashi says the same thing on Asher Karcha Baderach. In other words, the Midah of Klal Yisrael versus the Midah of Amalek. Amalek's Midah is everything just happens to be. It happens to come. It's incidental. It's coincidental. It's not thought out. It's not something planned well. And that's all it is. Klal Yisrael doesn't believe in Mikra. Klal Yisrael understands that things happen with a plan, things happen with a goal, things happen with meaning. So the first word in Parshas Vayikra is the same word we find in Asher Karcha Baderach in the Haftarah of Parshas Zohar. But wait, we're not done yet. What about the Megillah? V'yisaper Haman li'ishtai es kol asher karohu. Haman tells his wife everything that happened to happen to him. Karohu. He's ben benoi shel asher karcha baderech. He's the anacle of the one who is asher karcha baderech. He's one who sees everything as incidental, just happening to happen. Karohu, it happened to him. Without a plan. Without a plan, a person can't live a proper life. In today's world, a person can't live a proper life in Olam Hazeh b'chlal. Everything has to be thought out, has to be planned out. And that's the aside in all three. The whole idea of Tainus Esther right before Purim is that it's a hagdama, it's a preparation, it's a hazmana to Kedusha, it's a preparation. One might say that Mikra Megillah, Mem Kuf Reish Aleph Mikra Megillah, is the Megillah that people hear who are Yirei Shamayim. So the people who grab onto the Midah of Amalek, it's Mikra Megillah with a hey. Mikra Megillah, it just happened to happen. And that's the Yisayid HaDvarim. The Yisayid HaDvarim is that Kedusha needs to be prepared for. It needs a hazmana. It needs a preparation. It needs a person to put his mind to it. It doesn't happen just that you fall into it. It has to happen with a significance, with a meaning. I'll share with you an interesting point that you might notice in the Megillah. Clothing, which doesn't play a central role in much in the Torah, except in Dei Kohuna and the Beis HaMikdash, doesn't play much of a central role, but somehow, in Mikra Megillah, in the story of the Megillah, a lot takes place with clothing. I didn't make a complete list, but what comes to mind is the idea of Vashti coming naked, Orem, without begadim, in front of Achashverosh. And not only that, but the Gemara says in Megillah Yudeis Amadeis that she herself treated the nice Yisrael that way. Mashita and Aruma, she was Mevayish them. We have a Yikra Mordechai Begadav being told that Mordechai, in a sign of sadness, ripped his clothing. Vayilbash sak ve'efer, vayosem sak ve'maznav. Somehow, when he wanted to show his feelings, his hargashas, he did it by items of clothing. And then Esther says, atishlach begadim lahalbishas Mordechai. Somehow she's into the begadim, she's also into the begadim of Mordechai. Later, Mordechai yatzu lefnei ha'melech b'levush malchus. Lady is wearing a levush malchus. Constantly there are references to clothing throughout the Megillah. It's an interesting thing that it should play somehow this type of essential theme. And not only that, but mainly the high point, the visual point of the Megillah, is Mordechai wearing the king's clothing on the king's horse being led through the streets of Shushan. Clothing again. What is clothing? Clothing is a very artificial thing, but there are two types of clothing. There's a mikram clothing with a hay at the end. You wear whatever comes your way, you wear casually. And then there's the godim that a person puts on to give an image, to give a certain image of who he is. Someone dresses like a ventura because he wants to show he's a ventura. Someone dresses formally to go to Mikra Megillah because he holds Mikra Megillah as chashid. It's something important. A person goes to visit a significant person, an important person, whether it's a tzaddik or mahavdol, somebody has a business meeting, he dresses properly. There's a mikra with an aleph and a mikra with a hey. Where are we in our Yiddishkeit? Where are we in our Yiddishkeit? Are we formal or informal? Someone told me in his office they dress formally all week. Friday is the informal day, informal Friday. You can dress whatever you like. You don't have to wear your suit and tie. He says the hottest day of the week. The other days of the week, they just get dressed properly. And Friday, they have to put their cup into what they're doing. What does that mean? It means that informality is also a message. Informality is a message. Bnei Torah have to know that they're Bnei Torah. If yeshiva, they dress as Bnei Torah. And when they leave, they shed their image of Bnei Torah. Then it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. If Bnei Torah walk out of yeshiva and they make up their minds to stay Bnei Torah, to see themselves as Bnei Torah, then the dressing is, it's a Vayikra dressing. It's with an aleph. It's with a preparation, with a plan. You know, there's a consequence to it. There's something significant that comes, to it. This is a message from the Megillah. I'd like to share with you, and I think I've done this in years past, the idea that laning the Megillah is not easy. You should not go to a Megillah laning with an inexperienced Balkaire, or someone who prepared in a rush. It's not likely you'll be Eitzah. The Megillah doesn't have to have all the words in the Megillah. It doesn't need the majority of the words. But the reading of the words has to be done completely correctly. Just has to read the Megillah and say the words appropriately. There are many people who are not experienced. And they're not Yaitza Mikra Megillah. And the people around them are not Yaitza. You have to put effort into it. Just like if you wanted to invest money, you wouldn't go to somebody who's just starting out today. You're his first customer. He's investing money. You need someone to build you a porch in your backyard. You go to someone, the first porch he ever built. No. You want somebody who has experience. The same thing with Mikra Megillah. Be careful where you go. For example, it's an easy example. In the very first passage, some people are not Yaitza right away. It says in the first pasuk, "Hamaylech mehaydu vad kush." The word "Hamaylech mehaydu vad kush," pronounced as I just did, means that there's an avodah zara called Maylach that stretches from haydu till kush. Maylach, pronounced mal'el, with the accent on the beginning of the word, is the name of an avodah zara. Hamelech Mahedu Vayakush. When the accent's at the end, it's a language of kingdom. Hamelech, who ruled. Now, right away in Pasuk Aleph of the Megillah, you have people who just don't realize that there's a difference in meaning. You want to go, you want to be Yitzah. Or in the second parak, Shisha Chadoshim V'Shem and Amar. Shisha Chadoshim V'Shem and Amar, you're not Yitzah. Chadoshim means news. Chadoshot in Eretz Yisrael, that's Chadoshim. Should be Shisha Chadoshim V'Shem and Amar. You're not Yitzah otherwise. It just changes the meaning. In Perek Vav, Pasuk Aleph, very few people know. Vayiyu Nikron Lefnei HaMelech is correct. Viyiyu Nikron, the word is usually Viyiyu. Viyiyu Nikron is something else, has a different meaning. Not correct? Viyiyu means and they will be. Vayidaber Hashem Amay Shalema means Hashem spoke, it's past tense. Va, the patach there changes it to past tense. Viyidaber means and he will speak. You all know Yidaber is future. Same thing. Viyiyu Nikron Lefnei HaMelech means in the future, they will be read. That's not what it means. Vayiyu Nikron Lefnei HaMelech. These are three examples. The Melech, and the Chadashim, and the Vayiyu, where many people don't realize there's a difference of meaning. In later in Perek Zayin, Hatzar Shoveb in Nezek HaMelech. You say Hatzar Shoveb in Nezek HaMelech, you're changing the meaning, as Rashi explains. So there are many such examples. Make sure you go to a proper person who's reading the Megillah, proper Bar Kairi. I will say somebody has to start somewhere. It's true. Somebody has to start somewhere with his first surgery too. You're not going to have his first surgery. Same thing here, Mikra Megillah. Let me end with a question. Not a question. We find that when Chai Yisrael came back in the Bayis Sheni, they sent a message to the Navi Zechariah from Babel. And they asked him, Hatzayim Ravi, Hatzayim Achishi, Chamishi, Hatzayim Ashvi, Hatzayim Asiri, the fast days that we fast on the fourth of the month in Tammuz, the fifth month in Av, the seventh month in Gedalia, and the tenth month in Esar B'Tavis, what do we do now that the Bayis Sheni is built? They sent him the question. What about Tainus Esther? Why didn't they ask about Tainus Esther? They were fasting Tainus Esther. Do you fast Tainus Esther? The other four says, you l'sasim l'simcha. The Bayis Sheni, they become days of joy. Does Tainus Esther become a day of joy? Why didn't they send the message? I don't remember if I asked this question here in the previous year. It's possible I did. It's possible I didn't. Either way, if I don't remember, you probably don't remember either. Let's come up with a good tarot. And with all this, let me wish one and all a very happy and joyful Purim coming up. Klai Yisrael Shavim, Simcha Dika Purim, meaningful Purim. May Atzilus be answered, and may it be an absolutely wonderful Shabbat.